A text came in at the top of the hour, actually, from someone nameless saying, I hope Kim is not giving Oscar Stilley a voice. Did you not like that voice? I like that voice. I don't know. I seem to think that a lot of you have misunderstood Oscar Stiller. For example, here's Robert. As an expat American still in recovery, your Texan interviewee, he was Arkansas, but anyway, he was talking about the Texas heartbeat law. Your interviewee, I think, perfectly encapsulates QAnon mentality. I.e., right to life is rock solid at the core of my beliefs, right behind gun rights and freedom of religion, and it must be supported in all cases except maybe for my family and other folks like me. No, I don't think that Oscar Stella was a supporter of the right to life movement. Have another listen, eh? That's the great thing about radio now. All those knee-jerk reflexes that you used to be able to have, you can correct by having another listen. That's what I find. Oh, lots and lots of garden questions. Of course, we didn't have time to get them through, and we will talk to Kath again. There's an invitation that we will pass on to Kath Irvine. Can you please come and stay with us in Nelson? We can feed you and make you merry. Make you merry. And somebody wants to know whether moth traps of molasses, vinegar and ammonia trap other beneficial moths as well. I read this out because somebody else might know. I have them hanging on my fruit trees. Gosh, that seems like a good idea, but that's right. Do the beneficial moths fly in as well? The jury of Yarl is split on the merits of making an opera out of the unruly tourists or not. And we spoke a little earlier this morning to Thomas de Ballet Burgess about that. Tenor Simon O'Neill has emailed to say that the New Zealand taxpayer should know about precious classical arts funding being funneled away from the singers and musicians into Burgess's inflated administration, stand-up comedians and various consultants. New Zealand Opera, under the directorship of Burgess, pays predatory low fees to its singers, and Burgess is quoted as saying, what is the market rate for opera singers who cannot perform during the COVID-19 pandemic? Somebody else says, oh, I'd go to that opera about the unruly tourists. I bet loads of other people would too. It's got all the elements and it's local. So yes, suffice it to say, a range of opinion. Love this guy, says a text. What an intellectual. Brave and with a heart of gold. Someone else with more of a gut reaction said, oh, his voice. I had to sit down. Can we have him back? Often. On the issue of opera, I had an initial snooty, knee-jerk reaction of disapproval to reports about the unruly tourist opera. However, listening to your interview has made me rethink the idea. Burgess's reflections on how the contemporary media constructs stories and characters was very relevant and connected with historical and cultural themes. He made interesting points about art forms such as opera in the end. Are they to be preserved, museum exhibits, or are they to be alive and dynamic engagements with the world while also engaging with ideas from the past? I hope there is actually room for both of these ways to experience opera. Somebody else talked about matrons throwing their fascinators at the stage, very much like the Rites of Spring protests. But I can't find that one. It was quite entertaining, thank you. Here we are. Bravo to New Zealand Opera for their unruly tourist project when it eventually debuts to a riot of enraged Remuera matrons pelting the performers with their fascinators. We will have given a new breath of life to this art form that Stravinsky gave ballet with the Rite of Spring. I, for one, will be buying tickets. Oh my goodness, the gardens. Aphids. Somebody says they've got orange aphids on their swamp plants. So have I. What could Kath Irvine recommend? Well, she wouldn't recommend doing much except pinching them off with your fingers, I think, because she says even the natural sprays are possibly no better or safer than the chemical sprays. She says even Deris dust, which seems innocuous, is actually a neurotoxin and banned in many parts of the world. On aphids, she says squash them as you see them or blast them off with a hose and let predators do the rest. And she says if you at any time feel overwhelmed, spray with neem. Neem's quite handy. Somebody else says I have a great garden and I've been enjoying it for 20 years, but every time I put a spade in, I'm killing worms. Well, Kath would say, don't put a spade in. She's permaculture. So she would say, if the soil needs loosening up a bit, put a fork in. But I don't think she would put a spade in because that would destroy parts of the soil that she would want to remain intact with all their fungal jungles. I just made that up. It's quite good, isn't it? It's no surprise, says Richard. It's no surprise to hear RNZ interviewing yet another Marxist like Varoufakis in order to promote Marxism and attack capitalism. That Marxism killed over 100 million people last century and led to the suffering and starvation of countless more appears to be an inconvenient fact to Radio New Zealand. It seems necessary that Radio New Zealand needs to be forced to employ some conservative journalists to restore ideological balance to the publicly funded service. Quite right, I'm sure, Richard. I think you'll find that Varoufakis isn't a Marxist. But anyway, I'm sure you're quite right. No! Do not blast the aphids off with a hose. If you have monarchs, you could dislodge the eggs. You need a bucket and you gently hose the branches and shake the water with the aphids into the bucket. And then they go down the stormwater drain. I had an urban monarch station for years and I've been dealing with aphids and wasps with great determination. I still release about 30 into the increasingly defoliated Ponsonby airspace, but used to raise about 150 a year. Good on you. It's a mystery, those aphids. I've never seen those orange aphids anywhere else except on the swan plants. Interesting.